This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Monte Vista Fairgrounds is hosting a very special livestock show today. It's not just focused on the goats being shown, but the people with intellectual disabilities meeting those goats. Jesse Entz with the local 4-H chapter says participants will each be introduced to a goat early in the day to get accustomed to their new buddy.
They're going to get used to the sounds, the smells, and then we're going to go into showing. We're really going to highlight each individual and let them participate in the ring and show off their abilities.
Participants will each be photographed with their show goats and receive prizes. The start of monsoon season should mean some more heavy rain in parts of Colorado in the months ahead. While the state needs the rain, Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says monsoon storms can behave differently.
The other really key note to this is rapid rainfall rates. I mean, we're talking in some cases slower moving cells when we get the monsoon moisture. So you get rainfall rates upwards of around 1 to 2 inches per hour. That's a lot concentrated in a small area.
In Colorado, the monsoon season typically runs through September. It tends to peak in July and August. The Colorado Buffaloes football team will start this year's fall camp in Colorado Springs. The school announced it will practice at Fountain Fort Carson High School from August 2nd through the 8th. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs will serve as the team's headquarters throughout the week, but the practices will not be open to the public to watch. CU football coach Deion Sanders is heading into his fourth season with the Buffaloes. This is CPR News in KRCC.